You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Night number one, everybody. The NFL draft is done, and the Lions get their man at right tackle. Welcome in, everybody, to a special Thursday night into Friday morning edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on this Thursday into Friday. Penei Sewell is a Lion. We'll talk about it. And the Lions staying put at seven and getting their man. They were so excited. Brad Holmes was tackling people in the draft room. Locked On Lions tonight brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. All right, on the program tonight, all you need to know about the newest Detroit Lion. He's thrilled to be a Lion. He's a Lions fan growing up. Also, round two and three tomorrow night. Who's left on the board right now for Detroit at 41 who may be there? Should the Lions be packaging picks up to move up and grab the man that they want in the second round? There's a couple guys I love that are sitting there that I cannot believe didn't get taken tonight. We'll get into that tonight on Locked On Lions. We thank you for listening and joining us. You can follow me on Twitter, instant reaction on Twitter with my videos at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook, a fan page. A shout out to a cameraman, Sanderson Litke, who handled the camera duties tonight for my Locked On Now video that was posted on Twitter earlier tonight. All right, let's start with this. Penei Sewell at seven. The draft went exactly the way we thought it would go. Didn't think Trey Lance would be the pick at three, but he was. Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase to Cincinnati. You knew Joe Burrow was pushing for his guy, and then Jaylen Waddle going to the Dolphins, and there he was. Sitting at number seven, the Lions had options, and certainly Brad Holmes could have fielded some phone calls with trades. And you know, it's easy to just do a mock draft and say there's going to be all these trades. A lot of times, a lot of trades don't occur that happen, and then trades happen with teams you wouldn't expect. I don't think anybody expected Philly and Dallas in the same division to be making a deal, etc. Everybody thought New England would have to move up to get Mac Jones. They stayed at 15 and got him. So here are the Lions at number seven. And we were going to find out tonight a little bit about Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, the staff, what they were going to do. They said they were going to take good players. They said they were going to take probably best players available. But there was Penei Sewell sitting there at number seven, obviously highly rated on their board, and they went and got him. And so now you look up and say, all right, we've got a couple of years of Jared Goff. We've got to protect our quarterback, our asset, and try and show everybody that the last few years with the Rams were fluky. He needed a change of scenery. And we can get Jared Goff back to playing the Super Bowl caliber quarterback play that he had years ago. And so they drafted a right tackle. Penei Sewell from Oregon, 6'4", 331 pounds. You look at him and you say, man, he might not be as good as, or might not be as big, excuse me, as Rashawn Slater or as Darisaw. But this guy, all he does is protect the passer and maul in the run game. Didn't play last year, opted out. Two-year starter at Oregon, played in 21 games, started 20 games. He was the first sophomore to ever win the Outland Trophy as a top collegiate lineman 2 years ago. All right? He's a beast. He's an absolute stud. He allowed only one sack in 1,376 snaps played, according to Oregon. Left tackle in college, but preparing for the draft, and we talked about this weeks ago, this is one of the reasons why I had him in the Locked On mock draft, he was prepping to play right tackle, which meant the Lions had talked to him, and they had. The Lions have Taylor Decker at left tackle. They've got Jonah Jackson at left guard. They've got Frank Ragnow at center. Right side of the line, we know, is going to be a question mark. Halapulavati Vaitai, the Lions have said, Dan Campbell has said, we might want to try him out at guard. Well, you've got your offensive line and defensive line now pretty much set, you would think, moving forward for the next few years. The D-line is deep. They could add more D-linemen. You never know. But with Trey Flowers and Deshaun Hand, Penasini, Romeo Okwara, Julian Okwara coming off the edge. All right, there's some depth along that defensive line. And, of course, Michael Brockers, too. So you got a D-line, you got an O-line. You start there. Penei Sewell was dominant at Oregon in the Pac-12. All right? He was a top offensive lineman on pretty much everybody's board. You know, the term violent intentions comes up when you watch what Sewell does to opposing outside linebackers and defensive ends. All right? And from what the Lions want to do in terms of getting physical, running the football, being a Dan Campbell type, Penei Sewell fits the bill. And I like this pick. It's safe. Yes, it is. And I think avoiding Devontae Smith here, a wide receiver, could come back to bite them. You never know. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. The Lions are in desperate need of wide receivers. But you can get a receiver later on in this draft. You can get a receiver in the second round or third round or fourth round. All right, this is a very deep receiver draft. You can't get a guy like Penei Sewell, the number one rated offensive lineman in this entire draft. He's 20 years old. He's not even 21 yet. He won the Outland Trophy at 19. And the Lions, whether it was Bob Quinn or whomever, in the past, they've drafted some pretty good linemen in their day. Decker, Ragnow, Jackson, these were draftees, and they've worked out. So I commend the Lions for this pick. I like it. I think this kid wants to be here, which you love. Grew up a Lions fan, playing Madden, and fits the bill. Who is going to play right tackle for this football team moving forward? Tyrell Crosby? You don't know. You know, backup, solid depth piece, right? You know, were you going to take a quarterback here? They like Jared Goff. The Lions want to fill spots with physical players that fit their culture. This kid fits it. And he ran a 5.09 40-yard dash. He can move. 28-inch vertical, 30 reps at 225 pounds to the bench press. And as we had Dan Horde, the voice of the Bengals, on with us last week on Locked On Lions, he said it. This is Dan's words. He talked to Mario Cristobal, the head coach at Oregon, who played with, at Miami, the likes of Warren Sapp and guys like that. He said he's the best college prospect he's ever seen. And the best pro-ready guy right here, right now. And Cristobal's coached some really good ones and played with some really good ones when he played at U of M, at Miami, at the U. He said this guy's the best player he's seen. And so now you put him on the right side of that offensive line. You got two excellent bookend tackles in Decker and Sewell. I'm all for this pick. I like what the Lions did here. I really do. And I know they passed on Devontae Smith. I know they passed on Justin Fields, who ends up going to the Bears. I want to touch on that in a second. And we'll talk about tomorrow as well. But congratulations to the Lions grabbing Penei Sewell from Oregon at right tackle. A solid, good start to the draft for Brad Holmes and company. Stonks, memes, rocket ships, day trading can be a lot of fun. But if you want to grow your long-term wealth and make it to the moon, you should open up a Wealthfront investment account today. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on preferences that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. For the average client, their tax loss harvesting can more than cover the low annual 0.25% advisory fee. Best of all, it's automatic. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNFL. All you need is $500 to get started. Grow your wealth the easy way and let Wealthfront do the work for you. To get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNFL. That's WELTHFRONT.com/lockedonNFL to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNFL and get started today. Night number one in the books for the NFL draft, and of course, for the Detroit Lions. Penei Sewell going number 7 to the Lions. It was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Kyle Pitts, no surprise, Chase, Waddle, and then Penei Sewell number 7 to the Lions at right tackle. Top 10, J.C. Horn, the cornerback from South Carolina, went to Carolina. Panthers passing on a quarterback is interesting there, although I know they just got Sam Darnold. Patrick Surtain the second, the cornerback from Bama, going to the Broncos at 9, and Devontae Smith at 10 to the Eagles in a trade with Dallas. Micah Parsons, by the way, ends up with the Cowboys 2 picks later. Is that just a Jerry Jones Cowboys fit or what? A guy with off-field issues? Micah Parsons? Oh, man. Micah was thanking God 5,000 times. It's all glory to God. My parents are Cowboys fans. It's all about the Lord. God is good. God got me here. Micah, you probably would have been a top 5 pick if you hadn't been such a screw-off off the field. I do think he's going to be really good, but I just don't think the Lions were ready to pick a guy in the top 10 with that kind of baggage. But at number 11, the Chicago Bears moved up from 20 to number 11, made a trade with the Giants, and there he was. Justin Fields to the Bears at 11. The Lions are going to see him twice a year. So if he didn't torment and terrorize Michigan fans bad enough at Ohio State, now Fields goes to the Bears. Give credit to Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Their jobs are on the line, and they showed some stones and went up and got their quarterback. I don't know if Justin Fields is going to beat Andy Dalton out. He might hold a clipboard for a year. But if Dalton gets hurt or something happens to him and Fields comes in and wows people and plays well, that just might save Pace and Nagy. And I was reminded of this tonight by my guy Nathan that Matt Nagy should have been fired for the way he handled the clock and everything else in the Bears' loss at home to the Lions earlier this year. It was embarrassing. But Justin Fields to the Bears is intriguing. How about this Aaron Rodgers stuff? Oh, my goodness. He wants out. I think Aaron Rodgers has played his last game as a Packer. I do. I believe it. He's pissed. And a report to come out the day of the draft that he's so unhappy, he's told the front office, get me out of here. And what did the Packers do tonight? With the 29th pick, they take a cornerback. There's receivers all over the place for Rodgers. Did they help him out? Get him that receiver they were looking for, that he's looking for? Nope, they took a cornerback. Eric Stokes out of Georgia, who's a good player. You put him on one side, and it's incredible. I think Aaron Rodgers is out. The question is, where is he going to go? Because here's San Francisco, where he wants to go. His first choice to go home. And you've got, you know, Trey Lance there now with Jimmy Garoppolo. That would be a lot of quarterbacks in that room, for sure. But Jair Alexander on one side, Eric Stokes on the other in Green Bay is pretty good. Pretty darn good. No surprise, a guy like Najee Harris, the running back going to Pittsburgh. Travis Etienne heading to Jacksonville to play alongside Trevor Lawrence, I thought was interesting. I thought the Colts were going to take Darisaw because they need a left tackle with Costanzo retired. They took Quiddy Pay instead. I know Michigan fans love Quiddy Pay, and he's a great kid. But his final few games for Michigan, I didn't see much from him. I thought he'd be better. But is he a first-round talent? Absolutely. And then Darisaw goes to the Vikings at 23, going to the NFC North. A big-time need for Minnesota to get another tackle in here now that Riley Reiff is gone. And in Cincinnati, I believe, now. And so Christian Darisaw goes to Minnesota. As far as the remainder of this draft, what should we be looking for tomorrow? I want to get to that in a second. Also, if you noticed tonight, and I wonder what fans think of this, and I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, okay? Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to be a jerk tonight. I promise. I'm happy with what the Lions did. But if you noticed on the video, and they showed this on NFL Network, and then the Lions have posted this a couple times, Brad Holmes jumping up and down, basically tackling Rod Wood and then hugging and tackling Chris Spielman over the Penei Sewell pick was a little much for me. Okay, now, again, I'm not picking on Brad Holmes. I like Brad Holmes. I'm happy there's a fresh new face at the head of the front office that they're giving some time to. But I got to be honest with you, all right? I would rip any GM that I saw on NFL Network or on tape, on videotape, when they show the war rooms, jumping up and down and tackling people. Like, Brad, calm down. The guy fell to you at 7. You made the pick. Hold on a second, right? It's exciting. You get credit from me. You didn't draft a receiver or anything else. But sometimes these celebrations in the draft room are a little bit lame, in my opinion. All right? You didn't win anything yet. You picked a guy that was there. So slow down, Brad. I know you're excited. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season in full swing. You can track all of the games at betonline.ag. This week, tons of stuff going on. The NFL Draft, and of course, Kentucky Derby is back. The first leg of the Triple Crown this weekend. You want to bet on it? Go to betonline.ag. All right? Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game. Whether you want to bet on an NBA, NHL, maybe even UFC or MMA, you can do so there. Go to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today at betonline.ag and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you gotta do is use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. And our friends at RockAuto.com. What up, Rock Auto? Family-owned business. If you're looking for auto parts, there's only one place to go. RockAuto.com. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. Not at rockauto.com. Their prices are the same for everybody. Trust me, they've got hundreds of manufacturers on their website. They got everything you ever need. All right, you want a tail lamp, order it from there. New carpet, get it there. All right, whether it's for your classic or daily driver, you get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. And best of all, the prices are reliably low. RockAuto.com. Go to the website now. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Hope everybody enjoyed the night number one of the NFL Draft. I thought the city of Cleveland looked good, and it was kind of exciting to see everybody involved and hugs from Roger Goodell. It was just nice to get back to semi-normal tonight. I know we're not 100% there, but it was pretty cool. I know a lot of the players and their families, everybody was vaccinated, so they're able to hang out together, and we didn't have to worry about any of that stuff. So that was definitely cool, and enjoyed seeing that. I think that was it was fun. It was a fun night, and now we focus on rounds 2 and 3 starting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. As we go through rounds 2 and 3, the Lions will pick number 41 in the second round. So we had 32 selections. So 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. 38, 39, 40, 41. So the Lions will pick 9th tomorrow in the second round. Couple of names for you to look at. Number one, I think everybody would love to see Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah somehow slip to 41. The semi-undersized body, more of a safety than a linebacker from Notre Dame, is a stud. He's a stud. JOK is a stud. Drops back into coverage, makes plays, can rush the passer, can run down running backs. Stunned he's still on the board. Would the Lions move up to get him? I don't know, but if they did, I would love it. The defense needs help. I know it's very easy. It would be very easy tomorrow after the second pick, if it's offense, to go, how do the Lions not draft defense? Well, again, this is a rebuild. They're going to add to the defense. Don't worry. But JOK from Notre Dame is fantastic and still on the board. And a guy that I would love to see the Lions go after. Another player. And by the way, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is Mel Kiper's number one best available player still on the board. His number six best available player is the edge rusher and outside linebacker, and I brought him up a couple months ago, Azeez Ojulari from Georgia. 6'2", 250, pass rusher, but can do it all from that outside linebacker slash defensive end spot. I don't think the Lions would go there because they have Julian Okwara and they've got some other guys there with depth behind Flowers and Romeo. But Azeez Ojulari is really good, really good player. And if you want to add to your defense, that's a kid that could really help you. Asante Samuel Jr., the cornerback from Florida State, on the board. He is Mel Kiper Jr.'s eighth highest-rated prospect still around right now. Stunned to see Trevon Morrig, the safety from TCU, who everybody said was going to be a first-round pick, and Mel Kiper Jr. had rated as a top 20 prospect, still on the board. 6'1", 202, safety. Man, if the Lions got him at 41 to go along with Tracy Walker, now we're talking. Trevon Morrig still around. Surprised to see that. He's Kiper Jr.'s second highest-rated player still on the board. That surprises me a little bit. If you also want to talk about safeties, Richie Grant is also available. Let me find Richie here. I wrote this down. Yeah, Morrig is still around. And then Richie Grant from UCF. Really, really good football player. A little undersized at 6 foot, 197, athletic. He's a really good player. I wouldn't mind seeing Richie Grant tomorrow for the Lions. Also, on the offensive side, Rondale Moore, the wide receiver from Purdue. Elijah Moore, the wide receiver from Ole Miss. I think Kiper Jr. was talking about him in the early 20s and was stunned that he was still around. Has him as the fourth best receiver out there. 5'10", 178, but top-end speed, great run after the catch guy. Elijah Moore is somebody that I would love to see the Lions get. If I had a first pick or first choice, probably would be Trevon Morrig, but Elijah Moore is a close. He's good too, really good, and a guy that I would like to see the Lions possibly go after. So those are the type of names that are still out there at 41. Christian Barmore, too, the defensive tackle. Stunned, he's still around. Where is he for best available for Kiper? Barmore is... hold on. Dwayne Eskridge, also still around. Love that kid. The wide receiver from Western Michigan. He won't be... He'll be a third-round pick. Christian Barmore from Bama, the D-tackle, is Kiper Jr.'s fifth highest-rated player. Still on his board. So we'll see if he gets a look from the Lions tomorrow. Don't forget, Terrace Marshall, the wide receiver from LSU, still there. There's some good players. Still on the board. You wonder about Rondale Moore and if he somehow would slide into the third round for Detroit. Could you imagine Sewell, Morrig, Rondale Moore? First 2 days. That would be a home run. All right, Locked On Lions is done for night one. We will talk to you again Saturday after this is all thing is said and done. Enjoy your Friday, everybody, and your Saturday. Go Lions.